A mighty nap. I sat down to my computer, ordered the AI to rip out an LLM I was using for lyrics, and use 0MQ to tidy up whatever is left. It is hard for me to say this, because these are programmer dreams. I always wanted to use clean and beautiful programming like this. But I am always stuck in research and development, and there is just no time to go from reference implementation to art. I either learn and move on to something bigger, or do a little tidy up, and then feel hurt that I don't have a team of programmers. AI changed that. And it continues improving. The little models are getting mightier. I had time to go shoe shopping. I have murdered some 7 pairs. They looked like I robbed a homeless person. And I dared not to buy normal shoes anymore. I bought the ugly injection molded ones from the future. Because this is how it comes. I even had the time to make them properly deadly by adding a sheet of HDPE, high density polyethylene, to the sole so that I can move my feet freely on rubber mats at the gym. I almost fell in my house already. Shuffle dancing. Here I come. I had the time to sit down with the second best AI that is now mighty and powerful, and I asked it to write the Googling script for my crappy tablet. My computer froze, so I asked for a proper container and went to get some thin pizza for dinner. Shockingly near in taste and somewhat price to what you'd find in 1990s Greenpoint, New York. AI created a set of reusable scripts that I then ran and reran, and they are perfect for cleaning up old tablets. I miss the little MP3 players. They are no longer manufactured, not safely anyways. But the songs I generate actually deserve a proper user interface with multi-star rating, so that I don't ever delete a song I generated in my morning haste. Out of the 500 songs, which I originally imagined to be just tests I can throw away, there are 5 to 20 life-changing songs. And I need to recover them by carefully listening to each of the 500, and what a journey that is. AI helped me create a new user interface system for music generation, strictly based on an XML blueprint and wisely constrained programming. While coders are moving away from prompting to agents to management loops, I went back and actually created readable code. I have been speaking to AI about internal program components all weekend. I fixed vibe coding the wise way. I can see what the AI is doing and not doing. As a result, I had the precious time to add command line commands in a parallel project. I can make advanced songs with just a few words on the command line now. And you bet I use XML instead of the primitive text notation. I can transcend the genres on section level. I just put in the genre tags into a node. Now I have 2 sister programs developing the music generator at their core, which is very lean now. I don't keep close track here. I'm against Python and its momentum, and will rewrite it with AI into JavaScript eventually. To verify the 0MQ system, I ask my third AI to create XML maps. I can see exactly what is going on in there, too. On my trip to get vegetables, the cashier mentioned that with AI we won't need artists. But art is not meant to cause harm or rob people of dignity or decency. It is meant to inspire, to lift. What shallow music added up to was the glorification of stupid and stupid ends. I think I understand how Wagner offended Nietzsche. What kind of music Friedrich Nietzsche demanded that Wagner just could not deliver. He did not have the mental capacity for it. He was too blind and already too stupid. I heard it in Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. I know what Nietzsche was trying to do that Rand missed. And I tried it, and it works. Imagine a two-hour-long song that transcends genres without missing a beat or the point. Now imagine how much you can teach in those 2 hours of bliss. And suddenly, the new music kills the shallow star. With many parents living in a constant state of a nervous breakdown, ready to put up their fists, and children victims to propaganda on the scale of nations banning access to internet, with political parties compromised throughout the world, not knowing which end is up. The artists are the young people growing up today with artificial intelligence. And their art will be wild and meaningful. I am convinced the world is yet to meet its real artists, the true philosopher queens and kings. And so, with AI working to take even simple sounds we can all make with a synthesizer and transforming them into professional studio instruments, I pushed myself away from the desk and did the only thing that was left to do. I gifted myself an hour-long rejuvenation nap.